They have agreed to lift the state of emergency, agreed to release detainees, political detainees, and they have agreed on the establishment of cantonment sites for the soldiers of both sides.
Yeah.
This has been, it's something that was agreed. The cantonment was agreed. It's
yeah.
in the agreement. But we have been having, there has been substantial delay in agreeing the actual sites. Now that the top leadership has agreed, I take it that the implementation would begin to take place. They have agreed that the JMCC, the Joint Monitoring Commission, must be more active mm-hmm. and attend to certain things.
Yeah.
When there is agreement at the top, so that you're going to get instruction from the top, from on both sides. Therefore, it's good news. It's not has happened yet on
yes,
the ground.
Yes, a quick point on the cantonment issue.
Yes.
The agreement speaks about these cantonments, but we had the well-known problem of sites in Bahr Ghazal and Equatoria.
Yes.
Now, does this include these two areas?
Yes, I think so. Actually, in fact, I think already they had been, those two had
yeah,
been,
last Friday.
Yeah, and have been agreed last Friday. But other areas were still outstanding. Mm-hmm. And now the president and his two vice presidents seem to have agreed that the confirmation and so on of these sites, their finding and being agreed upon, be expedited. That's exactly what we have been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
We've been looking for agreement on the part of the leadership so they can give instructions for certain things to be undertaken or to be done by both sides. They say they have agreed a budget on assembling and cantonment, that they have agreed that a budget has to be prepared so that we know the cost, what it is going to cost. And they have agreed on what is necessary for the security status of Juba. They have also agreed that citizens verify the status of security around the first vice president's residence. But as you know, one of the things that are still outstanding, with which I am very, very unhappy, is that CITISAM to date has not been allowed to do its verification work without hindrance. There are very many occasions in which their verification work, they have been hindered, either by a governor on the ground or a military commander on the ground. Various explanations have been given, but none of them very satisfactory. Above all, they have agreed on the establishment of a boundary commission. I'm very excited about that one. They say that it will consist of 15 people, 4 from SPLM, 3 from SPLM in opposition, 1 from former detainees, 1 from the National Alliance Agenda, 3 from the Troika. The Troika, as you know, is the US, the UK, and Norway. 1 from the Republic of South Africa, and 1 from the Republic of Tanzania. I am so excited about the competition. First and foremost, I'm excited that they have agreed about the formation of this commission, because, as you know, the number of states has been the most sensitive.
Yeah, and this is based on the IGAD communique regarding the establishment
yes,
order?
Yes, yes, yes. 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 And then they even have agreed that the commission will be given 30 days to come up with recommendations on the number of states and the boundaries. This is one of the most sensitive areas. An agreement to look at it objectively. I'm very happy with the composition of the of the commission or committee, whatever it will be called. So I'm excited to look forward. However, I must say that it is yet to start.